Aspen Wilson is a former Ohio University student who identifies as asexual. This means they don't experience sexual attraction to other people. Asexuality is an identity that doesn't get a lot of attention, and there are debates even within the community about whether it counts as LGBT. So it can be tricky for someone like Aspen to know if a space will be respectful and inclusive of their asexuality.
In LGBT spaces, it gets kind of complicated because some places yes, some places no. I feel like the fact that I'm queer outside of being asexual makes it more acceptable to the community for me to be around.
Since coming out in high school, Aspen has been to several LGBT spaces and events where they felt their asexuality was validated, like the Pride Parade in Cincinnati.
One time I had the asexual flag painted on my face on one of my cheeks and the pansexual flag on the other. Nobody said anything to me about it. I was, treated just like everybody else.
Erin Renee is another former OU student who also identifies as asexual. Like Aspen, they've encountered some negativity about their asexuality, but have had a relatively positive experience at events like Columbus Pride.
The ones that I've been to, it's just been like another queer identity that people have been like, hey, over here, look, there's people like you, and it's pretty cool.
Pride events like those in Cincinnati and Columbus do have things like tents and vendors that sell asexual pride merchandise, and that's a really great step in acknowledging and including an identity that tends to get left out of LGBT spaces. But representation doesn't guarantee that people will feel welcome. In the case of many asexuals, a lot of discomfort comes from the sexualization that happens at these big pride events.
Things like that, like people walking around, with a giant cod piece on and stuff. I'm like, I don't think that's necessary at Pride. And I feel like in that situation, they're not really being considerate of the fact that, some people aren't going to Pride to see sexual things. They're going there to celebrate their identity.
There's a mix of feeling both included and excluded at the same time. Think of it like a restaurant that serves both meat and vegetarian options. Now, imagine you order a vegetarian dish, but it's been grilled on the same grill as the meat. Even though your meal doesn't have meat in it, the restaurant wasn't really considerate in preparing your dish. When much of the dominant gay culture tends to be very sexualized, it can be tricky to create LGBT events that, well, aren't. But as Aspen points out, doing that doesn't make an all-inclusive space either.
I mean, it's hard to say because, again, I'm not about censoring people. But at the same time, I feel like it should be an environment where everyone can feel comfortable. It's definitely a difficult subject to deal with, making people feel comfortable in their identities and also not making other attendees feel uncomfortable.
Both Erin and Aspen recognize that it's complicated when it comes to making space for everyone without creating divisions. Identities are messy, and there are no clear-cut resolutions. But the Southeastern Ohio LGBT Coalition is navigating the messiness to make sure everyone feels welcome with spaces that they feel comfortable in. Douglas Koala Robinson, the communications director for the coalition, says it sends out surveys, asks for feedback on social media, and holds public forums to get feedback from members of the community.
So we've used that information, and we took anything that people provided to us before we actually had Pride 2017 to go through and try to make sure that everyone's voice was heard and that, we're here for the people who are coming to the event, not for the organizations that are paying to sponsor the event.
He says everyone, regardless of their identity, is welcome at Athens Pride Fest 2018, which is the week of June 3rd through the 10th. Because it spans an entire week, it makes it a little easier to plan a wider variety of events that appeal to everyone. In addition to a parade, they're looking into doing a comedy night, a movie night, a drag show, and a family day with a hike and a picnic. So while organizers are trying to figure out the best ways to make their Pride events accessible and welcome for everyone, awareness of asexual identities is a step in the right direction to get people talking about how it can be improved. For The Outlet, I'm Anna Turner.